This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We begin today with a look in the economic mirror and then a quick perusal of the economic crystal ball. We learned this morning, thanks to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and its January survey of consumer expectations, that we, that is consumers, don't really expect inflation to go higher. And that is good news to Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed. They talk about inflation expectations all the time, mostly because just expecting high inflation can lead to high inflation. So that's the mirror. The crystal ball is that tomorrow we're going to get the first real look at 2023 inflation so far. Yes, granted. The January Consumer Price Index. The CPI did kind of look, if you remember, like it was heading in the right direction at the end of last year. So much so, in fact, that Chair Powell has actually started talking about disinflation. So where do things go from here? Marketplace's Matt Levin is on crystal ball duty today.
Don't get me wrong. Every CPI report these days is important, but tomorrow's is kind of extra important, says economist Kathy Bosjancic at Nationwide.
It's just a really critical time for the Fed Reserve and for the markets and just for the economy in general.
Year-over-year inflation was 7.8% in October, 7.1% in November, and 6.4% in December. Economists want to see that momentum continue. Bosjancic says if the January numbers fit that downward trend, we can be more sure that, yeah, inflation is indeed in the process of getting whipped, but
if we don't see further improvement this month, I think that affects sentiment, you know, market sentiment, and maybe even consumer sentiment, because this gets widely reported by you and others.
Of course, 2022 taught us that 1 month's inflation data can be skewed by anything from COVID lockdowns to Amazon Prime days, or in January's case, sunshine. Eric Lund is an economist with the Conference Board.
We have had pretty decent weather in January. People get out more often. Maybe they spend a little bit more.
January CPI is also the first time the Bureau of Labor Statistics is using a new methodology, one that can make the price of goods more important than the price of services. Richard DeChazal at William Blair says that because many goods are actually dropping in price,
and the ultimate impact throughout the year is likely to be that inflation is going to be a little bit lower than it otherwise would have been.
While some goods may be getting cheaper, prices for services like hotels and rental cars are still going up. And slowing the rise in service prices is Jay Powell's biggest priority now, says economist Julie Smith at Lafayette College.
Because that's really the only way we can get back to an inflation rate that's closer to the 2% target of the Fed.
Smith says we're heading in that direction, but it's going to take a while. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.